From limiting beliefs to bad bosses, from golf courses to boardrooms, season one proved that confidence, courage, and community are muscles, not magic. Today, I'm pulling together the biggest lessons from season one. So if you're new, this is your shortcut. And if you've been here from the beginning, then this is your reinforcement and reminder so you can make those key takeaways action items. Welcome to Loud and Lifted, the Women in Leadership podcast, where we flip the script on what it really takes to grow your career. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. I can't believe we have wrapped season one with 38 episodes. This has been such a fun year and such a fun project to launch. We had 20 full episodes with guests, and we had 18 quick lifts, which those were the less than 10 minutes, high-level takeaways from the conversations with our guest. We had the opportunity to hear from 19 amazing women with very different paths, and we can't forget our three men that we also talked to as well. But what has been so cool with having the opportunity to speak to these women, you know, we spoke to everyone from CEOs to small business owners, authors, doctors, executives, entrepreneurs, executive coaches, you name it. We had so many women with various backgrounds who all had different career journeys and paths to where they are today. And it was cool. The age range from our guest is 23 to 66. And that's pretty cool because you're hearing from different perspectives and different times in their career. So despite the fact that each one of those episodes had a different title, different intention, different perspective we wanted to share, the reality is that there came down to some reoccurring themes that we heard throughout season one. And since it's 2025 recap, we're going to do the top five themes from season one. We'll walk through each theme, the episodes that brought it to life, and some moves you can steal for your own career. Lesson number one, confidence is a skill. If we would have made Loud and Lifted a drinking game and every time someone said confidence, you had to drink, well, we'd all be in trouble. It came up, I think, in every conversation that we had, but not as something that you either have or you don't have. Over and over, women told us that you have to build confidence. And this is coming from successful women. Confidence isn't a personality, it's a skill. And it's a muscle. And just like muscles in your body, it takes work and it takes time and being intentional. So just like going to the gym, you're going to have to go work on it more than one time and you're going to have a plan and be a little patient. So some of the episodes where we really talked about how to build your confidence, the one started with Julia talking about her positive affirmations. And I love that she took this so seriously that she recorded her own positive affirmations. And despite the fact that she was a very successful entrepreneur, she continues to level up. She's not settling at where she's at. She continues to want to improve. And in order to improve, she keeps leveling up her mindset work. Jill also talked about ways to improve your confidence. And one of the things she discussed was a gratitude journal, writing down two things every day that you are thankful for. I mentioned a victory folder as another way where you take all your wins and you put them in one spot and then you revisit that every so often. Jill also talked a lot about limiting beliefs and saboteurs, and it all comes down to mindset work. And I think it's really important because Jill made a really great comment about you start behaving differently when you start telling yourself a different story. And that's really where the mindset work comes in. And lastly, Jamie talked about teeing up confidence and connection and community with, she said, golf and building your confidence because you're trying something new and you'll slowly get better over time. So some listener actions here, because we all need to work on building our confidence, is figure out what works for you. Maybe it's the positive affirmations. Maybe it's the mindset work. Maybe it's the gratitude journal. Figure out what will help you and start doing it tomorrow. Start slow. You don't have to do all of them. Just pick one that you can start immediately and see how that starts to improve your confidence over time. Again, this isn't a once and done thing to do and cross off your list. Lesson two, get outside your comfort zone. The second theme talked about growth always lives just outside the comfort zone. No one stayed safe and got the life they really wanted. We had the opportunity to hear from so many founders, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and we start with Margaret. And she went from being a teacher to starting her own company, now having multiple locations of a clothing company. Obviously very different and something that she was very uncomfortable doing. And she had to build her confidence. And luckily for her, she also had a very supportive husband who helped her to see that she could have the support in order to do this. But talk about getting outside your comfort zone. Gwen is another one who is a great role model of just getting outside your comfort zone and just going for it. She worked in various industries and made a couple career jumps where a lot of people maybe would have been hesitant and not been comfortable because it was new. But she took those moves and it helped to really accelerate her growth. And Sonia had a really great point in her episode where she talked about treating change like a wave to surf, not a storm to fear. Because a lot of times that's why we're not quick to get outside of our comfort zone, because it feels safe and it feels secure. And we don't like change typically as humans. So just knowing that it's just part of life and riding that wave, I think is really great advice. And go back to Julie's episode, you know, she talked a lot about blooming, and blooming, growing, requires more than ambition. It takes the courage and intention and a little dirt under your nails. But again, stepping outside of your comfort zone. Now, let's be clear. These women didn't blow up their lives overnight or do something super dramatic. They made educated risks. They checked the numbers. They trusted their gut. They made sure they had the support, and then they moved. Comfort wasn't the goal. Alignment was. So listener action, think about one thing you've been hesitant to do or change or ask for and make a plan to do it. And I think a great thing is to do is ask yourself, if I wanted a life with no regret, what would I stop tolerating or stop not doing? Think about that and make a plan to have some action. Lesson 3, your personal brand is already talking. We talked a lot about image and presence, and not in a superficial way, but let's be clear, and your image or your personal brand is the feeling people have when your name comes up in a room that you're not in. And as Linda Strange said, you have to craft your brand before it's crafted for you. And crafting your brand starts with, honestly, the way you dress. And Melanie had some really great advice for us about using clothes as a power tool. Your presences and your communication style, they all go together. And she said about using colors as connection, not a costume. And I don't care who you are, stop wearing so much black is basically what she said, because that's not inviting. It's not warm. And it goes beyond, of course, just clothing. And again, to clarify, we're not saying to go out and throw out your wardrobe or buy really expensive clothes or be up on the latest trends. It's just about portraying who you are through your clothing. Again, using your clothes as a power tool. Then Linda Strange really went into why it matters and how to improve it. And I think this is really important in thinking about it, everything from how you communicate, how you show up in a room, how are you engaged in a meeting? And I think especially in a meeting situation, it's your opportunity to present yourself in a way of being calm and confident and engaged. And this is all really important and all ties back into your personal brand. So listener action here, you might be thinking, well, what do I do about it? I don't even know what people think about me. So the best advice is the 5-word exercise. This is a great tip to do. So think of the 5 words you want people to describe you. And write them down. It could be adaptable. It could be strategic. It could be connector. It could be problem solver. Whatever it is, write down those 5 words that you want people to describe you as a leader. And then the fun part is you're going to ask others. Ask your boss, ask your peers, ask people who work with you on a fairly regular basis who also give you genuine feedback. And then see where the list maybe isn't aligned. Maybe you're going to get words that you're kind of surprised by. And then you just have to sort of work to fill those gaps. Maybe it's dead on, and that's amazing. But being aware and intentional about your image is very important. Lesson number 4, exposure is a strategy, not an accident. This might be the spiciest truth of season 1. Performance alone doesn't move you up. Visibility does. Now, this goes back to one of my favorite topics is PIE, which is a great professional development tool that I have stuck with for years. And Linda Strange did a whole episode on PIE, but we'll focus on the E since we're talking about exposure is a strategy. And the whole thing with exposure is a lot of times women struggle with the exposure piece because they don't want to come across to being cocky or overly confident, or, you know, if it's something that's a team opportunity, they don't want to be looking like they're taking credit. But the reality is people have to know what you do and the value that you bring. So who knows your work? Whose radar are you on? And Linda gave a great example of the Broadway stage versus community theater. So Broadway stage, maybe you get the opportunity to present at a really important meeting. And obviously, you're going to be a little buttoned up. You're going to be prepared. This is your opportunity for that exposure. So take it, right? And maybe you're even at a town hall meeting or some event at a big corporate building, and you have the opportunity to talk to the leadership team, introduce yourself to the CEO, whatever it is. Those are those Broadway stage opportunities that Linda was talking about. But equally important is the community theater, and that's pretty much every day. So again, how are you showing up in meetings, and how are you using those opportunities, just casually stopping by someone's office and saying hello? What are you doing on LinkedIn? Another great opportunity for that exposure. And Lindsay talked about why this is important, because there's no such thing as job security. There's only career security. So what are you doing to create that environment around you where you know people? And I love that Catherine mentioned about doing a coffee chat every week. Now that might feel aggressive for you, but even starting that at all, and it could be in person, it can be virtual, but just starting to reach out to people so they get to know who you are and what you do. And Lindsay talked about how she messed that up years ago, where she was at the same company for so many years, she didn't really know anybody outside in the industries. And then when she lost her job, she really struggled. So she had to really work to start making those connections. And I love that Sonia talked about building that career roadmap. This kind of goes into it. It's the visibility and being able to be across, whether it's within your own company or within the industry that you're in, or maybe even a new industry. Nearly every guest had a story of a coffee chat, a stretch assignment, or a brave ass that just changed their trajectory because of their exposure. So listener action, make your top five list of people that you need to make sure they know who you are, whether it's inside your organization or out, and just start reaching out, one at a time. Maybe every other week you start reaching out to people, and maybe you start posting more on LinkedIn so people know what you're working about, even if you're not looking for a job. That's not always the point. But again, it goes back to having a little bit of that career security. And lastly, map your Broadway and your community theater opportunities for the next 3 months. Is there a new networking event that you could go to? Something that you could be part of? Lesson number five, our last lesson. Community and support are your competitive advantage. You cannot do any of this alone. So first, let's talk a little bit about the community builders that were on the show. So we had Satine that talked about women in restaurant leadership and building this amazing community for women in restaurants. Jamie from She Said Golf and Catherine from Arthur Place. All three ladies are building and creating these spaces, physical and digital, for women to connect, mentor, and show up as they are. And that's really important. Those are very legit community builders. But the other way to think about community is just your circles and who you surround yourself with. And this is something that is really great to take a quick audit of, who are in those circles? Who are your cheerleaders? Who has your back? Who can you call for advice? Who can maybe smack you upside the head, like Patty said, when you need some accountability or someone to get you out of your funk? But it's really important to look at who you're surrounding yourself with within your community or your circles. And again, that starts with probably your company or your office, and it goes out from there. And like I've mentioned in the past, I still have a community of women that I haven't worked with for 15 years, but they're still part of my group and women that I can rely on to help me, support me, maybe talk me out of something or maybe talk me into something. But it's really important to have that support and that friendship, and then also that partnership and having somebody that you can go to, whether it's in your family or your friends, to help support you. The other piece of this is the actual support. And this is the reality of our lives. Thankfully, we don't just have to worry about work. We have personal lives, and we have kids and parents and friends and animals. Whatever it is in your life, you have something else to worry about, including yourself, besides your job. And we all go through these different seasons, whether it's that your kids are young or that now you're maybe dealing with aging parents, but we need support. No one can do this alone. And Dr. Linda Fredrizzi-Williams talked about this invisible labor and this mental load that women carry and why we need support systems. And the women who succeed can't succeed without that support system. It's not just a slogan, it's essential. And that's why I thought it was really important to do the episode with the three husbands / dad / men, obviously. But they talked about it from their perspective and how they knew that their wife would be more successful with their support. Now, does that mean that they are amazing all the time? Of course not. We're all human, but that's the challenge of this, right? We get so focused on being perfect and trying to balance. I hate when people talk about work-life balance. There's no such thing. It's juggling. And sometimes you have to prioritize, and sometimes one of those balls is going to drop. You have to make sure it's the right one that's going to drop, one that's not going to break. But it's just getting that support. And it's everything from being okay to ask somebody to watch your kids or pick them up from school, to asking somebody to help make dinner in your house or clean the room, whatever it is. It varies. But at the end of the day, we're not Wonder Woman. We're not going to do this ourselves. So making sure you have the support system around you which includes your family and friends. So if you don't have it, you got to build it, and it may be there and you just need to ask. Listener action, do a quick circle audit. Who are your go-to people for honesty, strategy, and hype? Where do you need to upgrade your inputs? And where do you maybe need to get rid of people? This is the other part that we don't talk enough about. Sometimes you might have people within your community or your circle that aren't good for you. So get rid of them. And if you're struggling with that community and that support in your circles, then look for those organizations like Women in Restaurant Leadership or She Said Golf, where you can start to meet women that maybe your paths wouldn't have crossed because you're in very different industries, but you have that opportunity to start building support with like-minded women, which is amazing. All right. So those were our top five lessons learned from 2025 season one. So if you remember nothing else, remember just five things. Confidence is built through action. Growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. Your personal brand is already talking. Decide what it's saying. Exposure is a strategy, not an accident. And your community and support are your competitive advantage. I know it feels like a lot and it can feel overwhelming. So here's what I challenge you to do. Pick one of those themes. And tomorrow, not January 1st, tomorrow, start focusing on it for 30 days and see if you can start to make progress. This isn't something that just magically happens overnight. And again, it's not easy or everybody would be doing it. So just pick something that you know is not one of your strengths and start to work on it and build that. And then when you can feel good about that, then we'll pick another theme next year. But for now, let's just worry about one thing. I really hope you enjoyed season one. We had the opportunity to hear from such amazing guests. So thank you for your engagement and your feedback. And I cannot wait to kick off season two early in January. We already have some amazing guests lined up that I know you're going to love to hear from. So until next time, stay loud and stay lifted.